pasuk says, this past week's parsha, Moshe says, "Echa esal levadi, torchachem umasachem verivchem." How can I carry on my own your contentiousness, your burdens, and your quarrels? The Medrash says on this pasuk that three people said Echa. Moshe, which is this pasuk, Echa Esa Levadi. The second one was Yirmiyah Hanavi. I'm sorry, the second one was Yeshaya Hanavi, which is the Haftorah of this past week, Chazoin. It says, Echa Hoysa Lezoina Kirya Nemona. How did this trustworthy city become a harlot? And the third one was Yirmiyah Echa Yoshva Bodod. How did this city of so many people sit in solitude? And the Medrash goes on to say that each one of these Nevi'im saw B'nai Yisrael on a certain level. Moshe saw them on their highest level. And he said, Echa. Yeshaya saw them on a lower level, and he said, Echa. And then Yirmiyah saw them on the lowest level. Now, we'd like to try to look into, perhaps, what might be these three levels. And why, specifically, Echa. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the three Haftoras, that the three first words of the... Yes? Are you there? The three first words of the Haftoras are teach us what our Avodah needs to be in the 3 weeks. And those are Divrei. The first Haftorah of the 3 weeks is Divrei, which is the words of, which is a reference to speech. The second is Shimu, which is listen, reference to a person's hearing. And finally, Chazoin, which means vision. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that these are the three faculties that we are supposed to refine in the 3 weeks, our speech, our hearing, and our vision. I'd like to focus on how and what we are supposed to do. And even though the 3 weeks have passed, the Avodah is definitely relevant all year round. Now, the Chasam Sofer in the Droshes says that the words Anoichi, which is the first word of Kabbalah Satorah, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, and the word Echa share most of their letters. Meaning the Aleph, the Yud, and the Chaf appear in both of these words. The difference is that Anoichi has a Nun and Echa has a He. Now, we'll try to learn something into this. On the surface, they do not have any relevance. They do not have any relation to one another. So let's try to learn something into this. Reb Shamshon Astropoler says on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, after Yaakov Avinu wakes up from this dream where he sees a ladder, Mutzav Arzo standing on the ground, V'roisha Magia Hashemayma, the top of the ladder is in heaven. Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he says, "Ochein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati." Behold, Hashem is in this place, and I didn't know. Says Reb Shamshon Astropoler that we find in the pasuk in Yeshaya that the kisei hakavod has. For the base of the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means, has four images. One is Pnei Aryeh, one is the face of a lion. One is Pnei Kruv. One is the face of a baby. One is Pnei Nesher. One is the face of a eagle. The other one is Pnei Adam, is the face of man. Now, the same pasuk, a very similar pasuk, appears in Yechezkel. And instead of the Kruv, instead of the baby's face, it says that there is a Pnei Shor, that there is the face of an axe. And the Gemara in Chagiga asks the contradiction. Here it says the face of an ox, here it says the face of a baby. And the Gemara says that Yechezkel, when he saw the face of the ox, he asked Hashem to change it because it is a constant reminder of the Chet HaEgel. So Hashem switched it to a kruv, to the face of a baby. So bear that in mind, that the kruv and the shor are interchangeable. Says Reb Shamshon Osterpaller that the face of man that appears on the Kisei HaKavod is the face of Yaakov Avinu. This was the first, maybe the only opportunity during Yaakov's dream, where he was able to see the ladder all the way up to heaven, and Reb Shamshon Osterpaller says that he saw all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. And it was then that it came to his attention that his face was on the Kisei HaKavod. So, to which Yaakov exclaimed, says Reb Shamshon Osterpaller, "Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh," meaning I knew that Ochein appears on the throne of Hashem. Ochein being an acronym for Aryeh Kruv Nesher. The lion, the baby, and the eagle. I knew that they were on the Kisei HaKavod. That I knew. But Anoichi lo yadati. But Anoichi is an acronym for Aryeh Kruv Nesher Yaakov. That I didn't know. So here we have that the word Anoichi represents the four images on the Kisei HaKavod: Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov. Now, I'd like to suggest, everybody still there? Okay, good. I'd like to suggest that three of these images represent Klal Yisrael during Golus, and one of these represents our redemption, and that is the Aryeh, the Shor, or the Kruv, I mean the lion, the ox, and the Adam represent Golus, and that is, the Sforim HaKadoshim say that, we just heard that Adam is Yaakov. Shor represents Yosef. Yosef is called the ox. And Yaakov Avinu says, "B'chor shoyroi hodar loy." I'm sorry, Moshe and Yaakov call Yosef the Shor. So the Shor represents Yosef. And the Aryeh, as we know, represents Yehuda. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. It was through these three that we went into Golos in the first place. Hello? Is everybody there? Okay, good. I was here again. I was getting static. Okay. So it was through these three that we went into Golos in the first place. Yaakov, it was Yaakov's favoritism to Yosef that caused Yehuda to sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. So it was through these three, Yaakov, Yehuda, and Yosef, that are represented by the three images on the Kisei HaKavod, the Aryeh, the Shor, and Adam. It was through those three that we ended up going into Golos. The Nesher, the eagle, represents Mashiach. As the Pasuk says, V'esva eschem al kamfei nesharim v'avi eschem elai. I will lift you on the wings of eagles, and I will bring you to me. So the Nesher represents the Nun. The Nesher represents redemption, and the other three represent represent Klal Yisrael and Golus. Now, our avoda in Golus, the main avoda that we as a nation have in Golus, is the avoda of Emuna, working and constantly infusing within ourselves Emuna, our faith in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. As the Pasuk says, Ve'emunoscha ba'leilois, that in times of darkness, times of night, times of Golus, the main avoda is emunoscha, is working on our emuna, constantly chazering to ourselves how Hashem fills the world and whatever He does is for the good, is that He's standing over us and watching every action, every thought. This is something that we have to instill within ourselves, instill within our children. Emuna is the avoda of Golus. Emunascha ba'leilos. And perhaps this is why the month of Golus, which is the month Chodesh Av, is called Av, because Av is an acronym for Emunascha ba'leilos. So that is our main avoda in Golus. Now there are three levels in Emuna. The highest level is, as it is written in the Pasuk, Ata Horeisa Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elekim Ein Oid Mulvadoi. Meaning, Ata Horeisa means that a person's Emuna is so clear, it's as if he's seeing it with his own eyes. Ata Horeisa Ladas. You're able to see that Hashem Hu Elekim Ein Oid Mulvadoi, that Hashem is God, that there is nothing besides Hashem. That is the highest level of Emuna. A level of Emunah that is lower than that is the Emunah of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear Yisrael. You don't see it. It's not that clear to you. It's not as if you are actually seeing it, but you hear it. It's as clear to you as if you hear it with your ears. And that's why by Shema Yisrael we cover our eyes. Because we're showing that our Emuna is not on a level of Ata Hareis Aladas, it's only on a level of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But nevertheless, that's a valid Emuna. A level below that is when a person doesn't see it and a person doesn't even hear it, but a person should talk about it. And David HaMelech says, Hemanti ki adaber. I believe because I talk about it. And a person talks about Emuna, eventually it will sink in. And this is the avoid of the 3 weeks. The first Haftarah is Divrei. Talk about Emuna. If you don't have Emuna, talk about it. The more you talk about it, the more it will you'll instill it within your hearts. The second week, we already have mastered the Divrei, is the next week is Shimu. Listen, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear the Emunah. And finally, the third week is Chazoin, a time that we can actually envision the Emunah. And so perhaps these are the three levels that the three Nevi'im saw B'nai Yisrael on, upon which they recited Eicha. Because all of these three are avoidus of Golus. When Mashiach comes, it will be a time of Umala Ha'oretz Deo Es Hashem. The entire world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. The emuna won't be as necessary. It will be simple to everybody. Emunah is something you need to believe. So Emunah is our three levels in Golus, upon which these three Nevi'im said Eicha. If you look at the word Eicha backwards, it will be the acronym of Hemanti Ki Adaber. He is Hemanti, Kaf Yud is Ki, and the Aleph is Adaber. Eicha, the second Eicha, is the Eicha of the Chaf He of the Eicha. Chaf He is represents the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is 25 letters. That's the Chaf He. And the remaining Yud Aleph represents Hashem Echad. That represents, so the first one represented Amanti Ki Adaber, the Emuna of speech. The second one represents the Emuna of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Eicha also can mean the third level, which is, as the pasuk says, "Ato hareis alodas ki Hashem hu Elokim." Eicha is Rosh Tevis, ki Hashem hu Elokim. So the three Eichas represent these three levels of Amunah, upon which these three Nevi'im saw Klal Yisrael in Golus, and each one proclaimed Eicha. Each one saw them on a lower level of Amunah. Perhaps we can say that the three images on the Kisei HaKavod, which represent Yosef, Yaakov, and Yehuda, also represent these three levels of Amunah. Yosef, we find that when he was confronted with the Nisoyan of Eshes Potiphar, it says, Ro demuz deyuknei shel aviv b'chalayim, that he saw his father's image in the window. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it means his father in heaven. Yosef was able, his emunah was so strong that he was able to envision the Rabbeinu Shlalem standing over him, which helped him refrain from the Avera. Yosef represents the emunah of Chazoin, the emunah of Ata Horesa. Yaakov, the first thing we find that he did when he came down to Mitzrayim, and he fell upon Yosef's shoulders, he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov introduced Shema Yisrael to Golus. He introduced that second level of Amunah, the Amunah of Shimu, the Amunah of Shema Yisrael. And Yehuda, David HaMelech, is the one that says, Hemanti Ki Adaber. He is the one that introduces to us this Amunah of speech. David is from Shevet Yehuda, so he represents these three images on the Kisei HaKavod, represent the three levels of Emunah in Golus. But the only letter missing from these four images in the word Eicha, is the Nun. The Nun is missing. We have the Aleph, which is the Aryeh. We have the Chav, which is the Kruv, which represents Yosef. We have the Yud, which is Yaakov. What we don't have is the Nun. The Nun is the Nesher, which represents Mashiach, as we said, and that does not appear in Eicha. That only appears in Anoichi. What does appear instead of the Nun in Eicha is a He. And that is that our Avoida in Golus is Tshuva. Meaning, we have to work on our Emunah in order to return to the Rabbeinu Shlalem. Basically, in order for there to be a geula, we must return to our full emunah. The hay, Chazal say, the hay represents tshuva. It has an opening on the bottom, it has an opening on top, that in case the person falls out from the bottom, they can come back in on top. The hay represents tshuva. The fact that there is a hay instead of a nun that represents that if we want to be zoiche to the nun, if we want to be zoiche to the nesher, we must do tshuva and bring our emuna back through divrei, through shimu, through chazoin. When we have our emuna back in its totality, we will be zoiche that hay will once again be represented by a nun. And that is what the pasuk tells us. Anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. Hashem says, I, the anoichi, will be your comfort. When that time comes for the geula shalema, when the nun will be inserted back into the eicha, instead of the hay, it will be anoichi instead of eicha, anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. May we be zoicha in the schus of working on our emunah, through talking about it, through Shema Yisrael, through Atah Reisa, we should be zoicha bekarav to that time of anoichi anoichi hu menachemchem, bevias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu, amen. Thank you all for listening.